You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Live from the Palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a monster Football Friday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, and as always, streaming on YouTube. 855-212-4227 is the number to jump on in. That's 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That is Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Coming up at 4:20 p.m. Eastern time today, 1:20 p.m. Pacific, massive Buffalo Bills fan, Maggie Gray, who you may know from the Maggie and Perloff extravaganza, many of these same Infinity Sports Network affiliates. She will stop by. We will do some picks with the co-host of the Maggie and Perloff show and also get her read on a few things that have happened in the NFL since we got off the air yesterday, and obviously talk about her Buffalo Bills fandom. Drew Tranquil is going to join us from the Kansas City Chiefs. Linebacker will be playing in that Sunday AFC Championship game, and he'll stop by with us to preview the Chiefs and the Bills. You know, usually when you're on the air on a Friday before conference championship weekend, you would probably pencil in that your first segment would have something to do with either the Washington Commanders or the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game or in the AFC Championship game between the Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. But we actually start the show today with the coaching carousel, as now Liam Cohen is going to Jacksonville and Pete Carroll has found his way to the Las Vegas Raiders. So yesterday, I'm doing some work right after the show, and I'm sitting here in the studio, and I'm listening to JR, who is in Atlanta, and I hear JR start his show by saying, oh, and Liam Cohen is now going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. I know JR does a great job, but I got off the air at 5:55 p.m. Eastern yesterday, and by 6:01 p.m. Eastern, I heard that statement and that sentence coming out of the mouth of one J.R. Sportbury. So I'm like, did he misspeak? Did he mean Liam Cohen's going back to Tampa Bay? And I quickly rushed to Twitter, and I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. You know, we put out some of the content yesterday with Mio O'Brien, who covers the Jaguars, and I put it out right as the show ended, talking about the chances of Liam Cohen still landing in Jacksonville in the aftermath of Trent Baalke. And the next thing you know, that actually happened, where Liam Cohen is now with the Jaguars. And let me just say, what a cluster of a search that was for Jacksonville. I don't want to say that you ultimately got your guy, because this notion that Liam Cohen was their top candidate, come on. Their top candidate was Ben Johnson. And if you couldn't get Ben Johnson, you were good with getting Liam Cohen. And that's why at first, in my opinion, Shad Khan elected to keep Trent Baalke, even though it was stupid. Everyone told you, get rid of Trent Baalke, get rid of Trent Baalke, because he said, let's see if Ben will take the job under these parameters. And then if Ben doesn't, I know I have Liam Cohen in my back pocket and he'll take the job. So Ben Johnson said, thanks but no thanks to the Jaguars, thanks but no thanks to the Raiders, and he winds up in Chicago. But here was where Shad Khan miscalculated things, because he was afraid to fire his confidant in Trent Baalke. He didn't think Liam Cohen would have a backbone, right? Because it wasn't that long ago where, like, Liam Cohen was an assistant quarterback coach for the Rams, and then Liam Cohen was at Kentucky, then the offensive coordinator for the Rams, then back to Kentucky, and then this year being the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he's young. He's never been a head coach before. So Shad Khan thought that he could dictate the terms of the hire. But here is what you realize now with these young, innovative offensive minds. And it doesn't even have to be young, innovative offensive minds. Just young, innovative coaches. They all share one thing in common. They all give you the same line. And I've had so many young coaches talk to me on the record, off the record. I won't tell you who. But they all say alignment. Alignment, 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 alignment. That's what they say. Let me translate what alignment means. They need to have the power. They need to be in charge of who the GM is, or they need to sign off on the general manager or have a previous relationship with the general manager. So Liam Cohen looked at Jacksonville and he was like, yeah, I'm good with Trent Baalke. But what happened after that, where he ended up winding up in Jacksonville, I think you could do a 30 for 30 on it, if we're being serious. So you say to the Jaguars, I'm not going, I'm out, right? You leak it to Schefter, and Adam Schefter had the report the other day, Liam Cohen's going back to Tampa Bay. He's going to be the highest paid offensive coordinator in NFL history. So he was basically doing the Ben Johnson model, where it was, okay, there's a job that you like, but for whatever reason, you didn't want to take it. Like how last year, Ben Johnson didn't want to take the Commanders job. He goes back to the Lions. You spend one more year there. Your stock only goes up and up and up and up. And then you can have the pick of the litter, whatever job you want the next year. That's what we all thought yesterday that was going to happen with Liam Cohen, because that's what we were told. Well, I don't know what exactly happened, and I don't want to get into the personal family stuff when you hear about things that have been said about his children and right his son being in the hospital, and that's why he couldn't return the Tampa Bay Buccaneers phone calls and things like that. But the Bucs were trying to get in contact with Liam Cohen yesterday, and something happened where Liam Cohen either wasn't picking up the phone or in a late fashion communicated with Todd Bowles. And maybe Todd Bowles, I'll throw this theory out there, because I don't like conspiracy theories, but I'm good with the sport conspiracy theory. There's difference in real world conspiracy theories and then in our bubble, sports conspiracy theories. Maybe Todd Bowles was told by Liam Cohen that he was talking to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And maybe Todd Bowles was like, you know what? I should be safe as an NFL head coach. I was just in the playoffs the last 2 years without Tom Brady. But I'm not going to tell the Buccaneers, because there is maybe a minuscule chance. Because some people yesterday reached out to me and they said, with Liam Cohen going back to Tampa Bay, don't be surprised if Liam Cohen a year from now replaces Todd Bowles in Tampa Bay if things don't go over well or things don't take to the next step in Tampa Bay. That's what I was told yesterday. So maybe Todd Bowles sat back, and maybe Todd Bowles said to himself, hey, and I don't have this, this is not, right, reported on, this is not me saying this is as fact, this is just me speculating. Maybe Todd Bowles didn't report to his superiors and say, hey, yeah, Liam's back in on the Jaguars job. Because maybe in the 11th hour, if it came down to Liam Cohen going to Jacksonville or Liam Cohen becoming the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next year, maybe they just would have got rid of Todd Bowles right now. So that's just speculation. But whatever happened, Liam Cohen ends up taking the Jaguars job. So look at really the brass set on Liam Cohen. He goes up to Shad Khan. Liam Cohen, he's like what, in his 30s, right? And I say that as someone in my 30s as well. Liam Cohen is 39, never been a head coach before. He walks in there. He makes the Jaguars believe that he's going to take the job either way. Then Ben Johnson says no. He tells the Jaguars to go pound sand because you didn't get rid of Trent Baalke. And I don't want to walk in and be the one to get rid of Trent Baalke because the owner basically said he could do that. So then when Liam Cohen goes back to Tampa Bay, he had a deal where the deal was he'd be the highest paid coordinator in NFL history. And then as that deal wasn't signed yet, or even if it was, doesn't matter because you're going for a head coaching job, the Jaguars basically beg. They'll say, we'll blow you out of the water with Ben Johnson money. And we'll give you a contract that you can't refuse because we know you want this job and you just wanted this job with Trent Baalke not being here. You know what? We'll also get rid of Trent Baalke. So the big winner is Liam Cohen. And I know there's people that say, oh, but what happens if it doesn't work in Jacksonville? Because Shad Khan, right, this is the sixth coach he's hired. He has a winning percentage of 30% since being there. He's only won 30% of his games since taking over the Jaguars since 2012. So it may not work out in Jacksonville. Like, it probably won't work out, even though I like the hire of Liam Cohen, and I've been saying it now for weeks, and I think it's a good pairing with him and Trevor Lawrence. You got Josh Hines-Allen, you got Brian Thomas Jr., and it's not a difficult division. But if it doesn't work out, there are people that think, oh, Liam Cohen will never get a job again in the NFL. That's just baloney. Like, do you forget what Josh McDaniels did to the Colts? He left them at the altar. Right, went to the Super Bowl, hired coaches in Indianapolis, and then after the Patriots lost to the Eagles in the Super Bowl, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go back to milk off the teat that is Bill Belichick, and I'm not leaving. I'm not effing leaving. That's what Josh McDaniels did. He was able to parlay that into getting a job, sorry, Stu, with your Las Vegas Raiders. So you could get a job again. Liam Cohen is a friend of Sean McVay. If you've had a sip of coffee with Sean McVay, or next to Sean McVay, or you know of Sean McVay, or you know Sean McVay's sister's, I don't even know if he has a sister, sister's mother's plumber, electrician's fifth cousin, you could get a job in the NFL. So this idea that this is risky by Liam Cohen, did he annoy some people? Did he piss some people off? Absolutely. But this idea that Liam Cohen, if it doesn't work out in Jacksonville, can't get another job, that to me is just stupid and it's ludicrous. I'm not saying another head coaching job, but he's 39. Like, can he go be an OC or quarterback coach somewhere, whether it's the NFL or college? Absolutely. So the Jags ultimately got one of their guys, not their guy, because the guy they wanted was Ben Johnson, but they got one of their guys in Liam Cohen. And if you're a Jacksonville fan, you're happy, but how you got there just shows you how incompetent this organization could be. Because any other organization, right, would just say, Trent Baalke, bye-bye. We'll go get Ben Johnson, Liam Cohen, instead of, Ben goes to the Bears, Liam's going back to Tampa, and then boom, okay, now we'll get rid of Trent Baalke because are we really going to hire Robert Saleh? Like, come on. Were they really going to hire Robert Saleh? Imagine through all this, you get rid of Baalke, okay, fans are somewhat happy, and then you hire Robert Saleh. Stop it. You couldn't do that. Or even Joe Brady, like at least it's a young, innovative offensive mind, but he's the third young, innovative offensive mind in this cycle. So the Jaguars got a guy that fans are happy with, but how they got there, which fans probably don't care about, is really sloppy. Now, the next piece of news that we get to in the coaching cycle. Raiders. Raiders. Stu, how you doing today? You know, you wear your Raiders gear whenever the Raiders aren't in the news, or whenever we're laughing at the Raiders. Today, you're wearing a Los Angeles Lakers
That's right.
shirt. You look like you could play for them. They may need you to probably get
no, it
10
to 15
Celtics
by double digits last night.
Oh,
no,
okay. So Stu's back in on his in. Lakers after beating the Celtics in an irrelevant regular season game.
Well, that's probably true. But
your reaction on Pete Carroll?
Very happy. I thought there'd be ways that they would mess this up. I thought Ben Johnson would be the best candidate for the job. Obviously, he didn't want to go there. Don't even blame him for that. But I think Carroll was the next guy on the list where you get a guy that's established. Sure, he's in his 70s, but at least you change the culture, begin to change the culture. And I think Carroll's pretty much a perfect guy to do that.
I have a few reactions and a few thoughts on this. So Tom Brady flexes his muscle. Tom Brady really flexed his muscles here because he got a coach who's a really damn good coach, a coach who's going to be a Hall of Famer in a situation that, let's just call it what it is, it's less than ideal. Yeah, you have Brock Bowers. Yes, you got Max Crosby. Outside of that, there's not a lot there. And you don't have a quarterback, and you play in a division when you're looking up, you're staring at Andy Reid, you're staring at Jim Harbaugh, and you're staring at Sean Payton. So I don't think they get a coach like Pete Carroll if it's not for Tom Brady being there. With that being said, though, Pete Carroll does turn 74 when the season starts. Pete Carroll's not a spring chicken, even though he looks a lot younger than what he is. But it's amazing how addicted to coaching Pete Carroll is. Because if I'm 74, I'm not still trying to work. I'm trying to sit on a beach, play some golf, drink some beer, eat some food, and enjoy what I've built in my life and be able to live off the money that I've made. And Pete Carroll, here's a hot take of the day, doesn't need the money. But this dude is addicted to coaching, and he's taking a job that is not an ideal job because he loves it so much. And now the part that I'm most fascinated about is who's playing quarterback for him this year. Because they're at 6. Could you get Shedeur Sanders if he falls? I doubt he's falling to 6. You're probably going to have to use future resources and move up. We know Brady loves Shedeur. But take Shedeur out of the conversation for a second. Because it's not likely that Shedeur is on the Raiders this upcoming season. You got two veterans out there. Sam Darnold, I could see, being the next quarterback of the Raiders. I could see Pete getting Sam this offseason. You pair him up with the wide receiver out of Arizona with the 6th overall pick, and you got Brock Bowers. At least you have something to work with. You're not going to win a Super Bowl. You may not go to the playoffs, but at least you could be a competent football team with Pete Carroll as your coach and those pieces around him. Or maybe you go back to your roots and someone that you believed in a whole lot, and I know it was an ugly ending, but maybe that guy realizes, I need Pete Carroll a lot more than what I thought I needed him because I overplayed my hand when I was leaving Seattle. Russell Wilson's out there. And Russell Wilson supposedly was interested in the Raiders last offseason, and he found his way to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's going to cost you basically nothing. Maybe you get the band back together for 1 year where you don't have to give Sam Darnold, right? If you have to get him, it's 3 or 4 years, so then you don't give him a 3-4 year contract. You get Russ to be a placeholder for a year until you get your quarterback in the draft next offseason. I think those are two options on the table, either Sam Darnold or Russell Wilson. But I'm really blown away that Pete Carroll, I'm not shocked that he took the job. We all know he wanted to return. He never wanted to leave Seattle. But you're about to be 74, and this is the job that you take. And I'll give you one more take off this. I wonder what Belichick's thinking today. Because don't get me wrong, I saw Belichick was in a high school.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
School gym recruiting today. You know that Bill Belichick wanted to return to the NFL last year. I think he was annoyed that he thought he was getting the Falcons job and then Arthur Blank said no at the last minute. But Bill Belichick, if Pete Carroll's getting a job in this cycle, I would think that then Brady would have hired Bill Belichick, and supposedly Brady reached out to Belichick, but he was already at UNC. And I know, Jets fans, you could tell me, oh, well, Bill left us at the altar many years ago, so why wouldn't he leave UNC? And it only cost the Raiders $10 million right now to get Bill away from the UNC Tar Heels. But you're telling me Bill Belichick wouldn't have got a job this cycle, especially when there's still two jobs open, and one of them are the Cowboys, and the other are the New Orleans Saints. So I would say if Bill is truthful, like Lombardi Wright is already sending out there, oh, we say bleep the NFL, we make fun of the NFL right now, that's because Mike Lombardi is a mouthpiece for Bill Belichick, and he's his press secretary. He's not the GM of UNC football. He is the press secretary for Bill Belichick. You know, I don't know who sleeps closer to Bill, the girlfriend or Mike Lombardi, if I'm being honest. But either way, Lombardi could say all those things. You know down deep, if the hoodie, who I love, was sitting right next to me, and we put a truth detector, a lie detector on him, and he said,
yeah, I want to be a part of UNC over the NFL.
That would be a lie, sir. So those are my thoughts on the crazy coaching carousel with Liam Cohen getting his frequent flyer miles in, or maybe just the rent-a-car miles in from Duval to Tampa Bay, just driving across Florida, and then also Pete Carroll, old man Pete, who does not look that old. Like, hearing him is 74, about to be 74, is kind of crazy. Because he acts like he's 60, right? I think that would be, when you look at Pete Carroll, you think he's in his 60s. Pete winding back up with the Raiders with no plan at quarterback right now, and Belichick has to be kicking himself. Alrighty, that's what's on the table for you. We're talking coaching carousel, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Two quarterbacks have the most pressure on them this weekend in all the players that are playing in the NFL Conference Championship games. We'll tell you who those two quarterbacks are when the Zach Gelb Show returns in a few moments. Once again, Maggie Gray is going to join us an hour from now for NFL picks, and Drew Tranquil, who will be playing in the AFC Championship game with the Kansas City, how about those Chiefs, is going to stop by at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific time. We have a statement from Liam Cohen. This is from Peter Schrager. Becoming the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars is an opportunity of a lifetime and one that I'm going to run with to instill a championship culture and winning tradition here in Duval. This doesn't happen without the support and opportunities that my family and I have been afforded throughout my career, especially during this past season in Tampa Bay. We thank Todd Bowles for his continued support and the entire Buccaneers organization for the experience, and know they will have success ahead. Most of all, we are grateful to Shad Khan for his belief in what we will bring to the Jaguars. We will work tirelessly to reward his confidence as head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars that will hire a first-class coaching staff, establish a distinctive and effective brand of football on both sides of the ball, and our players will live for the black and teal. I don't know about you, Stu. I'll read the rest of the statement. Like, there's certain teams like silver and black, Raiders. If you want to go black and yellow, like with Wiz Khalifa, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think anyone has ever really is like, oh, the black and teal. I was going to say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a second. He's taking the Jaguars job. I know the Bucs are red. I've never heard anyone go Jaguars. Yeah, we'll live for the black and teal. That's bizarre.
I've never heard of that in my life. Yeah. Never.
You know, they'll try to stop the black and teal. I just never. Shad and Jaguars fans should expect nothing less, and that's what we plan to deliver and more. My wife Ashley and our family are honored to be here and a part of the Jacksonville community. We are ready to get to work. What are your thoughts on how this came about, Stu? Because, yes, the Jaguars ultimately get one of their top two candidates that were realistic for them, because I did think that Ben Johnson was realistic for them and Ben wanted the job, but then they wouldn't get Trent Baalke. But then when Liam Cohen balked at the job first, then Baalke was out, and then Liam Cohen, who was going back to Tampa, was like, hold on, turn around the car. We almost are getting right back to Tampa Bay. We're going back to Duval, and then I'll take your job, and oh yeah, you're going to have to pay me more. What a wild sequence.
Yeah, just chaos, and it just makes you realize. I know they wound up getting a guy that they wanted, so that's all fine, all good, but the ownership's just a nightmare. I know they got him, so it's fine, but that still doesn't really change the fact that they are poorly run.
Do you think people are now, usually people just don't have an opinion on the Jaguars, right? You think people are now rooting against the Jaguars because of Liam Cohen? I've had no reason to root against Liam Cohen. I'm still not rooting against Liam Cohen, to be clear. But at least on the social media reaction to this, people don't like that he made up his mind, said, I'm going back to Tampa Bay. Then the Jaguars really gave him what he want. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to take the Jaguars job. Like, I kind of get it where you're not going to, hey, if you're in a position to negotiate, you negotiate, even if it makes you come off looking cocky and overconfident, and you may be doing something where it's like, dude, you're still Liam Cohen at the end of the day. Like, you were bouncing around Kentucky and the Rams the last few years. You were in Tampa for a year. I get it now. You are somewhat of a commodity. But walking in there as if, you're Belichick or you're Andy Reid or Sean McVay, like, pump the brakes a little bit. But he's in position to do that, and there was a team that he took advantage of. And that was a team in the Jaguars that he wasn't going to take their job until he got everything that he wanted. That was Trent Baalke going on out there. And then they were willing to give him Ben Johnson money, which is wild that that's even a term, Ben Johnson money, but that's the way that it's been reported. But the fact that he went from interviewing in one place, fine, going back to the other place, and then going back to the place that you originally said no to, and giving the other place the indication of, oh yeah, I'm coming back, and I guess they were ghosted, unless if Todd Bowles just didn't tell anyone in the organization because he didn't want to get fired and have Liam Cohen replace him. I can understand why that rubs some people the wrong way, but at the end of the day, he's going from being an offensive coordinator to a head coach. So you may not like how it happens, Stu, but I'm not going to hold it against him. You know, maybe people will root for him to fail, but when this comes down to a head coaching job, I kind of get it, and I can't really crush him. You know, he could have been cleaner in this process, but I can't crush him for ultimately departing being the offensive coordinator of Tampa Bay to be the head coach of the Jaguars.
Yeah, there's 32 of these, and these jobs are at such a premium. And who's to say that next year he's the coordinator of the Bucs and Baker falls off and they don't have a good year, and then he might not even get a head coaching job again, or one that's as desirable as this one with Trevor Lawrence. I don't know. He maybe could have handled it a little better, but at the same time, like, I don't blame him for taking the job. Not at all.
Yeah, because you look at jobs that could potentially be open next year. Like, this is way too early to be doing this. But if you went through all the jobs in the NFL, like the Bills, they love Sean McDermott. Could Miami be open with Mike McDaniel a year from now? Possible. The Jets, no. The Patriots, no. The Ravens, doubtful. Steelers, doubtful. Bengals, possibility. Browns, with Stefanski, possibility. Texans, no. Colts, possibility. Titans, possibility with the new GM coming on in. And Callahan then would be through year two. So right there, only through three division, that's at least five jobs that are possible. AFC West, Chiefs no, Chargers no, Broncos no, Raiders now no. NFC East, I would say Eagles no, Commanders no, Cowboys no, Giants possibility, Lions no, Vikings no, Packers no, Bears no, Tampa Bay potential, and that's where you could have been. Atlanta, maybe 2 years of Raheem Morris. Carolina, I would say no. Saints, no. Rams, no. Seahawks, no. Cardinals, possibility. And the San Francisco 49ers, I would say no. So some jobs that are intriguing. Like Miami, I don't love Tua, but he's a top 15 quarterback in the league. Cincinnati would be a coveted job, even though that organization is run by a bunch of cheap people. And that's me saying it nicely. I was going to say a bunch of cheap bastards, but I know I just said it. But that, I think, would have been a little bit over the top. But you got a little cheap people running the Bengals, but still, you got Joe Burrow and you got Ja'Marr Chase. And I don't think people are dying to go to Cleveland. So you look at the job right now, it's a good job, Jacksonville. The owner may only be able to win 30% of his games, but you have Trevor Lawrence, and I would think that Liam Cohen believes that he just needs Trevor Lawrence to be healthy, and he'll put him in a more modern offense. And you got a star wide receiver, right? A guy that, if he's as good as he was in his rookie year, moving on forward for the rest of his career and gets better and better, man, those LSU wide receivers, they know how to be great in the NFL. And you got a good pass rusher in Josh Hines-Allen, and you got to see what you get out of Trayvon Walker moving forward. And more importantly, you look at this division, the only team that intimidates you somewhat are the Texans. And the Texans just fired Bobby Slowick, their offensive coordinator. So there's still questions they could take that next step. You know, this Jaguars team, I get it, they were 4-13, right? But 2 years ago, they won a playoff game. Three years ago, they won a playoff game. Then they got off to a great start. Trevor got hurt, and then they faltered down the stretch. And then this past year, the rug kind of got pulled out from underneath them. So it's a job where we may not look at the Jaguars as a good job in terms of reputation, but with what they have, I thought before I knew that Balky was coming back and then eventually gets fired, I thought this was the best job in the market if I was a young coach looking to get a job. So, yes, could there be better jobs next year? Yeah, but that's assuming that Zach Taylor gets fired with the Bengals, where Zach Taylor's been to a Super Bowl. Marvin Lewis went to the playoffs for years, couldn't win a damn game. And look, Marvin Lewis was kept along in Cincinnati. And what happens if Mike McDaniel makes the playoffs next year? So some of these jobs that would have been attractive, it's still not a foregone conclusion that they would be there next year. So I think he was in a no-lose situation, Liam Cohen. You get a job right now at great money, or you go back and you put yourself maybe as the top candidate next cycle. Like, if Liam Cohen stayed, Ben Johnson off the board, Mike Vrabel off the board, as long as established coaches aren't getting let go, like a Mike Tomlin, like a, John Harbaugh. You know, I'd be curious what the status would be as Stefanski if he got let go, because that's a two-time coach of the year. You know, I don't know how many names are going to be better than Liam Cohen in the next cycle. You know, if Belichick wanted to get back in, potentially, but now he's already 2 years removed. So he could have had his pick of his jobs, but it's still a good enough job right now where they also gave you what you wanted, which was the GM getting let go. Alrighty, let's do this. When you take a glance at this weekend, you got Josh Allen and you also got Jalen Hurts. Stu, I don't think there's two players under more pressure this weekend than Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts. The injury concern with Jalen Hurts, and then for Josh Allen, I would be very surprised on Monday if the Bills lose, whether it's on him or not, if we're not talking about Josh Allen in the first segment. Are there any two players this weekend, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, that are under more pressure when you look at all these players in the NFL?
No, I don't think it's even close. I think it's Allen, and then there's a little gap, and then it's Hurts, and then there's a huge gap.
Because there's no player on the Commanders that's really under pressure.
No.
And you look at the Chiefs, like, if they lose, okay, you just won back-to-back championships. So, yes, you didn't get the job done in going back-to-back-to-back and being the first team to ever do that. Now, here's the thing. I think there could be one other person under more pressure. Any idea who that would be?
I would think that would be the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm actually going to go
Bills.
Sean McDermott.
Interesting.
Like, if we're sitting here on Monday and we're not talking about Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts in terms of why a team lost, I could see us talking about McDermott. Because how many times in these postseason games with Josh Allen has Josh Allen played well, but something happened defensively or something happened on special teams? But bringing up Sirianni's, like, those are going to be one of the four talking points on Monday. If we're looking for negative storylines, right, Bills lose, Eagles lose, one of those four people, when I say chopping block, I don't mean they're all going to lose their job because we know Josh Allen's not going anywhere. But Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Sean McDermott, Nick Sirianni, going to be a big part of the conversation. All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Is Zach not here today? He's remote? Okay, so let's send it to Rich Ackerman with the latest Infinity Sports Network Sports Slash. It's time to ask the pros. You, the listener, gets to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at INF Sports Center at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Just get them back to the Raiders selection of Pete Carroll here real quickly. So it's a 3-year deal for Pete Carroll. So I heard Diana Rossini say this, and I kind of agree with her. I think this is kind of, you bring in Pete just to get this Raiders organization back up off the ground. And if it ends up really working, well, then Pete 74 in September, you know, is it crazy to have him coaching for 5 more years? Like, no, I don't think it's crazy. Once you get past 80, though, that's when it gets a little bit crazy, even though Pete doesn't come off as if he's someone that's about to turn 74. But now the biggest question is, what do they do at quarterback? And I think Brady would prefer Shedeur Sanders. But if you can't get Shedeur at 6 and you don't want to trade future resources or can't get a deal done to move up in the draft, and let's say Cam Ward doesn't fall as well, Stu, isn't the decision right now Sam Darnold on a 3 or 4 year deal with outs maybe in it, or you structure it front loaded so you can get out of it, it doesn't crush you at the end? Or would you be inclined for 1 year, since this is kind of get off the ground and your expectations aren't high, being in a division with Sean Payton and being in a division with Jim Harbaugh and obviously the great Andy Reid, would you consider a little Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson reunion and punting on the quarterback kind of situation for another year by bringing in Russ?
Another year, yes. Those are probably the two most likely scenarios, I think. I think Darnold, look, like you said.
Which one do you prefer?
I think Russ, only because of how little it'll cost compared to Darnold. I think Darnold's the slightly better quarterback, mm-hmm. but I think Russ gives them more flexibility going forward. Even if they do structure a contract that isn't too uncap friendly.
He's basically there for 2 years. Yeah. I would say, like, if it's a 3 or 4 year deal and you structure it appropriately.
2 years is what you're paying him.
He's probably there for 2 years. So could you get, you know, next year an Arch Manning in the draft or Drew Aller or whoever the quarterback
is? I guess
it
wouldn't prevent them, yeah.
Like, yeah, because you could have them sit for another year, or we've even saw it this year. It was year one of Kirk Cousins. At the end of the year, Michael Penix Jr. was starting. But if the idea is to, okay, we're acknowledging we're not going to get the quarterback this year in the draft, we're better off doing so next year, then I do think it behooves them to bring in Russ rather than Sam Darnold. But I also may think Brady, how competitive he is, and Pete Carroll, how competitive he is, will agree with you and will be like, okay, in the year of 2025, even though neither are great quarterbacks, Sam is more productive than Russell Wilson. So let's go get Sam on a 4-year deal, make it look like we have a commitment to a quarterback for the future, even if we're moving on in a few years, and we go get an offensive weapon at 6, and then you got something to work with if you have like the Arizona wide receiver at 6, Brock Bowers, and then you got Sam Darnold throwing the football to try to get you to like 8 wins or something like that. I think the better decision is actually bringing in Russell Wilson, which I did not think I would say that before the show started, and making it a 1-year deal, kicking the can. And this is what the Raiders have done ever since getting rid of Derek Carr. They've been the kick the can down the road organization when it comes to the quarterback, but then reevaluating the QB position a year from now, trying to get younger and get a long-term guy in there. Because Sam, yes, he could be viewed as the long-term guy, but you know it, and I know it, right? Mono Sam, seeing Ghost Sam pop back up in what was a very good year for him in the last 2 weeks of the season. I don't think anyone ever views Sam Darnold as a franchise quarterback. All righty, without further ado, and I'm not talking about Freddie Adu, it is time to update you on some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. Let's get to a news brief.
time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
I'll modify the tweet from Bella B, but it's a good tweet. How are people up in arms about a head coach being 73 when the president is 78? I never thought about it this way, and I'm not getting into politics because we are a sports show here. Adam Schefter on Liam Cohen's situation with the Bucks leaving them and then going to Jacksonville. Pat McAfee show.
In 20 years, this century, I don't remember the last time I heard one team this hot and bothered about a coach taking another deal. Like, they were hot. But by the way, his side is like, we didn't do anything wrong. We were exploring our rights. We took this contract. We let them know. Again, you believe what you want to believe. I'm just the messenger. I'm trying to be fair to everybody here, and it's not easy because there's a lot of different versions of how this is going down.
Let's go to Richard Sherman on Pete Carroll potentially going to the Raiders. We now know he is the next Raiders coach. This courtesy of the Richard Sherman podcast.
I don't love it. I don't love it. Pete wants to coach. This is probably his best opportunity that he's going to get. Yeah, I want him to take it. I want him to take it. I think he'll find a quarterback. You know what I mean? He's shown he could do it with a young quarterback. Yeah, I think he could get them in. And having him back in the same division as Jim Harbaugh would just be a little bit of hilariousness for me. And I need a little bit of hilariousness in my life. Nothing like a good laugh.
I admire, Stu, how Richard Sherman could always make a situation about himself. I get it, right? You're talking about Pete Carroll. That's your former coach. But then you remember those rivalries with Jim Harbaugh and Pete Carroll, San Francisco and Seattle. And also, we all know Richard Sherman is not too fond of his former college coach in Jim Harbaugh. So how that all kind of went down, it's funny the axe that Richard Sherman still grinds to this day over really something that doesn't have anything to do with him when it comes to Pete taking the job with the Raiders. Let's go to Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward. I guess they were working out together, throwing together, and they responded to the new GM of the Tennessee Titans, Mike Borgonzi, talking about how you don't pass up on a generational talent in the draft.
This is a generational talent. I'm going to prove him right. Don't worry.
Oh, my God. This is more.
That's how you. I knew it. Who said that? Actually, nah. An article came out today. I'm generational. So I guess it's article versus article. I like that you think that, man. But we all know the truth.
What? Trap gonna be first?
They know what's been. They know what's been.
Just like I told Joe.
He don't know what that pressure like.
I wouldn't say Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward are generational. But if you're drafting a quarterback and you're Tennessee, you're going to sell them as generational. I don't know, Stu. I think it's been fascinating. And I do think Abdul Carter is a great pass rusher. That's what I want the Patriots to get it for. And Travis Hunter is considered the generational player of this draft. But even with what Borgonzi said and how many misleading messages there are from now until the draft, the people now assume Tennessee is going to pass up on a quarterback. Like when push comes to shove, are they really going to pass up with the first? If they keep the pick, are they really going to pass up on taking a quarterback? I still find that hard to believe.
Especially if they keep the pick, you know.
Yeah.
We're so far out. All this stuff is going to get thrown into a blender, and later on we're going to be like, oh, that's probably silly.
Yeah, a week ago I thought it was a lock the Patriots get Abdul Carter. Now everyone's telling me they can't get Abdul Carter. Like, I still think it's quarterbacks, first two picks, and then Travis Hunter is taken within the first three picks. So in the first three picks of the draft, I think it'd be two quarterbacks and Travis Hunter. Let's go to Cam Newton. He was on the ESPN on First Take. He actually calls out Shedeur Sanders.
The thing about Shedeur, I am the guy that's been pushing him to the greatness. But Shedeur also does not want to be challenged. There's been history there. And I've always challenged Shedeur publicly and to him in ways that, like, bro, I want to see the best version of Shedeur. Shedeur has always played in a very convenient situation.
Okay.
I've said that numerous times. So I don't have no beef. Okay,
So I thought it was fascinating there, too. And we didn't hear it in that clip. But there was a follow-up to it where Cam was like, or Stephen A. said to Cam, well, what are you hearing specifically about Shedeur? And when Cam saying, like, he doesn't respond to criticism well, or he doesn't like to be told what to do. And Cam really had nothing. Like, you make a claim in that ballpark, you got to have something And I think Cam and Shador were once close. And then I saw that video before the game this year where Travis Hunter and Shador kind of ignored Cam. And then I've seen other videos as well. Something happened there. I don't know what happened. But for Cam to make that claim on ESPN, you had to have something more tangible compared to what he had. Finally, here's Marcus J. Spears on ESPN on Jimmy Butler's wish list. Now, obviously, getting suspended once again in Miami and wanting out still.
I was told today from someone close to the situation that his wish list is just out of Miami. With exception to Memphis. He doesn't want to go to Memphis, but he does want to finish his career wherever he goes.
Anywhere but Memphis. I've been to Memphis once for a wedding. I had a very good time in Memphis. Good barbecue. Really good. One of the best brunches I've ever had after a wedding. For a wedding brunch, oh, they had like biscuits and gravy and sausage. Mmm, it was good. So I don't see why Jimmy Butler wouldn't want to go to Memphis, but... anywhere but Memphis. You're leaving Miami. That's tough to go to Miami to Memphis, I will say. But I kind of hope that they just throw Jimmy Butler with the Suns. You know, just have a bunch of miserable teammates in a disaster situation in Phoenix. All righty, we'll take a break. Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. Maggie Gray going to join us at 4:20 p.m. Eastern. Drew Tranquil of the Kansas City Chiefs going to join us at 5. When we come on back, the most important non-quarterbacks this weekend. We'll get to that next.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.